Welcome, Healthy Real Food community. It's so good to see you guys. Thank you so much for being here. I just want to let you know how much I appreciate you. I feel so honored to be a part of your journey and that you're watching this video. You know, every morning when I wake up with this fire burning inside of my soul, my purpose and my life's passion is really just to empower you to feel like weight loss is, you know, if you're a person who feels like weight loss is impossible, I want to help you to change your mindset so that you can develop a winning strategy and then execute your plan and take your life to the next level. I am so grateful that you're here today. So in this video, I want to talk about bridging the gap. I like to think of my role as a health coach. I'm a registered nurse, I'm a health coach, but really I feel that my job is being a bridge builder. So my favorite part about being a health coach is to see my clients go from feeling like healthy weight loss is impossible to feeling like it's inevitable. My purpose is to help you to bridge that gap so that you can go from where you are right now to where it is that you want to be in your life and with your health. So for the past 2 years since I've started my health coaching business, I've really just felt so obsessed with figuring out how to make the process of sustainable weight loss with the sugar and flour-free lifestyle faster, easier, and way more fun, so that you don't have to learn the hard way like I did. You know, I lost 125 pounds and I have kept it off a couple of years, but I want to make the process for you easier and let you learn from my mistakes and learn from the things that I've learned from coaching so many people. So that's why I'm here in these Monday Mindset videos. And be sure to watch until the end of this video because I have an exciting announcement that you won't want to miss. That's going to be able to help you to do just that and bridge the gap. Because really, this whole thing is not about the weight. It's not about meeting some societal norm. It's not about what you look like. You have value and worth no matter what your size or what you eat. You are a daughter of God. And it's not about the weight loss. It is a great thing that we experience, but that's really not the purpose of all of this. What we do around here has a deeper impact than that. And yes, most people come to me with the goal of achieving a healthy weight, and that's what they do. But changing your relationship with food and improving your physical health will also improve every other aspect of your life. Your confidence, your family relationships, your finances, your mental and emotional health, your relationship with God. You are meant for more than to be obsessed with food and your weight. So my purpose is to really give you the strategy and the tools to help you to heal your relationship with food so that you can focus on what your true life's purpose is and chase your dreams. But to do that, you really do need a path to get there and to know that it's possible, right? The fastest path to success is to learn from those who have gone before and to do what they did. That's what successful people do, right? You can either learn from your own mistakes and figure it out on your own, or you can learn from others who have gone ahead of you and who have done what you're trying to do. Success leaves clues. As Tony Robbins always says, it really helps to have someone who understands your dreams and your goals, but you can't rely on them or anyone else to make your dreams come true. If you have a goal of living in a healthy sized body, no one can do that but you. So if you want the answer behind who is going to solve all of your problems in your life, you know, just take a look in the mirror. She can and she will. So I want you to know that you can do this, but learn from those who have gone before and who have been successful at what you're trying to do. To up-level your life, you need to up-level your mindset and start thinking the way that successful people think. In my program, I reverse engineered the process that helped me to lose 125 pounds and keep it off and heal my relationship with food. And I learned that from learning from other people who were successful with doing that, right? And we just pass it along. I call this process the success framework and the success path. Yeah, I should probably think of a better name, but it gets the point across, right? The success framework is all about mastering your mindset, developing a winning strategy, and consistently executing your plan so that you can lose weight for the last time this year. The success path is a 10-step process to get you from where you are to where you want to go with your health. It all starts with mindset. So to get to the point where weight loss goes from feeling impossible to inevitable, as it has done for many of you who are my clients and are watching this video, you have to start asking yourself the right questions. Okay? What is your dream? The Clarity tool is a really powerful tool that we teach, right? And the first time that we met in our one-hour session, we go through the Clarity tool and Seven Levels Deep tool. I want you to revisit those tools throughout your journey and throughout this year. You know, where am I right now? Right now, where am I and where is it that I want to go? What is my destination? Where am I headed? Define that and get that vision clear in your mind. And throughout the year, what that looks like for you may change and progress as you grow and progress. So, but ask yourself, where am I now? Where do I want to go? Where do I want to go? And look how far you've come as well. A lot of times we look at the gap of where we are now, where we want to go, but it's also important to look at the gain that you've had up until this point and just celebrate all of that. Even if you're not exactly where you want to be yet, focus on the progress that you've made and celebrate that. But to get from where we are now to where we want to go, there is a gap there, right? So to bridge that gap, we have to ask ourselves how, who, and why. How am I going to do it? Who is going to help me? And why is it important for me? The deep why exercise is that seven levels deep exercise where we ask ourselves, why is this important? Why do I even care about healing my relationship with food and losing all of my excess weight? You know, it's not just about looking cute in jeans. We want to really get down to that root, deep reason why that is driving you and motivating you. And if you can identify that, it's going to give you so much power and strength throughout the year. These are the questions that can really change your whole life. It's normal to have that imposter syndrome and, you know, to have that self-doubt, but learning to manage your thoughts and your emotions is how you can really take your life from where you are to where you want to be. So what you think becomes your reality. If the path to sustainable weight loss were easy, everyone would do it. So expect to fail sometimes and let it be hard. You know, when it's hardest, it's working. The Olympian mindset is that one third of the time, it's exciting and fun, it feels easy, and you're motivated, right? One third of the time, you just feel okay, and you're going through the process. And then you have to know that it's normal and expected that a third of the time, it's going to feel really hard. You're going to be discouraged, you're going to make a mistake, you're going to want to give up. You're going to want to start making excuses and not following through. At times, it's going to be challenging. You'll wonder if it's worth it and if you and you won't feel like sticking to your plan all the time. But the good news is you don't have to feel motivated to take action. You just can take action even if you don't feel like it. It's what we do and think in those difficult moments that will really determine our ultimate success or failure with our goals and dreams. I love the quote by Brooke Castillo, and I want to read it to you. She said, "We know it's hard, and we can do hard things. Creating extraordinary success is hard. This is the reason to do it. Enjoy it being hard. When we do hard things, we get stronger. When we do hard things, we show ourselves what we're capable of. The discomfort of doing hard things is the currency we pay of the success we ultimately get." I want to repeat that last part. The discomfort of doing hard things is the currency that we pay of the success we ultimately get. This journey that you are on will not always be easy. You will fail at times. You will make mistakes at times. That is how we learn. Like a baby learning how to walk, we have to fall down a lot. And it's part of the process of learning and growing and transforming. But the key to success is to have that mindset of unstoppability, and you get back up. Fall down 7 times, get back up 8. So don't be perfect, but be unstoppable. Once you develop a winning strategy and it begins to feel easy and effortless, you're taking consistent, uncomfortable action every day, but then it starts to feel easier, right? In the beginning, it feels hard because it's like a rocket ship going off into space. And it takes 90% of the fuel to get 20 feet off the ground, right? That's what it feels like in the beginning when you're going through detox, when you're automating your habits. But after a month or two, that's what I like to call the sweet spot. It's usually around this time when my clients describe, it's my favorite thing as a health coach to witness. When people go from feeling that weight loss is impossible when they came to me, and then after a month or two of taking consistent action with the winning strategy, you go to feeling like weight loss and achieving your goal body is inevitable. And that is such an exciting phase. That point usually comes when you're past detox and you start to automate your new healthy habits. If you continue on the success path, success really is inevitable, but don't get complacent. Don't start thinking that you can make exceptions and that you're a moderate eater. That will take you off of the success path, and it's not going to get you where you want to go. But if you can just keep following the plan, one day at a time, one meal at a time, and perfect the skill of course correcting. That is a skill you need to absolutely learn and perfect. And it is a skill, like riding your bike or learning to play the piano, course correcting and quickly and immediately getting back on track when you deviate at all. And then you just persist until you succeed. Learn from your mistakes and adjust your strategy if you need to. Ask yourself the question, you know, what's been working for me and what hasn't been working? We want to do more of what's working and less of what isn't working, and then tweak your approach. You can try to do this all on your own, but a faster and easier way is to learn from people who have done what you're trying to do and model them, follow their process. So that's why I created the Success Path, and I have an exciting announcement. In September, in just a few weeks, you know, I'm going to be hosting a 4-day immersive challenge experience for free for everyone, whether you're in my program or not. This will be an hour each day, and we're going to dive deep into the success framework. It's going to be powerful. You are not going to want to miss this. 2 weeks after that, on Wednesday, September 27th, I am going to start the Success Path course. It is a 12-week course that will be available to give your program some rocket fuel and to help you to get through the holidays. So if you're already in my coaching program, it's included for you and you get to participate in that at no extra cost. But if you aren't in my program, it will be a great way for you to jump in and to see the power of coaching and the success path. If you are wanting to take your life to the next level with a sugar and flour free lifestyle, I can help you. This course will help you to do just that so that you can lose weight for the last time this year and find peace with your food and your body. So more details about those events to come. But for now, just mark your calendars. The free 4-day challenge is going to be Wednesday, September 13th through Saturday, September 16th at 12 p.m. Mountain Time each day. And it's going to go for about an hour each day. And then the upcoming Success Path course starts September 27th. And it's going to take you to the end of the year where you'll be able to have this interactive live training to help take you step by step through the process of the Success Path. My 10-step process for creating the life you want and optimizing your health. So registration for the free challenge will start in a couple of weeks. So just keep an eye out for the link, but just for now, mark your calendars. I believe in you. I know that you can do this. If you feel like weight loss is impossible, it's not. And you can achieve sustainable, healthy weight loss with healthy real food. Hope you have a great week, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.